Down. Back out to Carter, top of the key. Bears playing a zone here to start. Pass inside. They'll bring it back out. Carter's going to fire a three. That's no good. And Caleb Michaels is going to go high and pull down a rebound. Michaels will push the ball up the floor. Gives it to Odell. Odell back to Snead. Snead looking for help. Still looking. He needs help. He's trapped down low. Going to pass it into the backcourt. That's going to be a turnover on the Mammoth Spring Bears. They turn it over on the pass into the backcourt. Snead was trapped, and nobody went to help him there. He tried to throw it out to Odell, threw it over his head and into the backcourt. Carter will inbound the basketball. He'll bring it in to Ladarius Brown. Brown picked up outside by Matheny. Gives it back to Carter on the left wing. Back right wing now to Brown. Almost lost it. Picks it back up. He'll come back out. Neither team has scored. We played a minute. Ken Carter trying to get in the lane. Picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed. He'll come back out to Brown, and you'll see those two with the ball in their hand most of the night. Pass into the middle. Back out. Carter with it. Down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Good defense so far by the Bears. They go down low. The ball is going to be, we're going to get a tripping call. That's tough. They were down to like 3 seconds on the shot clock. They called the trip on Caleb Michaels. Caleb's first. Bears will set up the defense. 35 now back on the shot clock. Inbound play to Malone. He gives it to Carter, right back to Malone. He drives down the lane, back out to Carter. Bears defense, they're in this zone, and it has been good so far. Brown with it. He looks inside, nothing there. Back out to Carter. Back to Brown. He's going to fire a three-pointer. It's good. Ladarius Brown, he can shoot the basketball. He's got three. And the lead is 3-0 for the Mark III Indians. Bears here, cross half court on offense. They'll give it to Matheny in the corner. Matheny works it underneath, gives it to Michaels on the cut. Good hard cut by Caleb Michaels and a good pass by the sophomore, Aiden Matheny. Carter will bring it into the front court. He's looking for a screen, gets it, works it over to Brown in the corner. Ladarius back out to Carter. They swing it around. The number 12, Marshall, back out to Carter. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Marshall has it on the corner. They tried to go underneath. The ball's loose. They're going to be touched last, they said, by Caleb Michaels. Now, Caleb Michaels and number 14, Lewis, both battling for the basketball. They said Caleb touched it last. Carter's going to inbound the ball, looking to come in, still looking. Trying to work it in and does to Lewis. Lewis goes to the basket. He traveled. Good defense there. Rogers and Michaels set up a wall, and Lewis had nowhere to go. Garrett Odell now will bring the ball up the floor. He's guarded by Malone, 0-0. They work it over to Rogers on the left wing. He looks inside, out to Michael, to Snead. Snead looking for help. Passes across to Matheny. Matheny back to Braxton. Braxton trying to go to the basket. Pass back out, gives it to Matheny. Matheny trying to swing the ball inside. He was hit. Lost the ball, and he goes out of bounds to the Indians. 3-2, Mark III leading Mammoth Spring by one. With the basketball, Carter will bring it into the front court. Guarded by Odell, goes on the wing now to number 12, that's Marshall. Back to Carter. Carter works it inside to Lewis. It's going to go his head and out of bounds. So the Bears get it back. So far, the Bears defense has really been good here through the first couple of minutes of this first quarter, other than giving up that long three to Darius Brown. Odell will cross half court on the dribble. Bears set up the offense looking for their first lead. Odell picks up his dribble, gives it to Snead on the wing. Braxton with the basketball, picks it up, gives it to Michaels. Michaels out to Matheny. Matheny in the right corner, trying to get around the defender, picks it up, back over to Rogers. Blake looking inside. Nothing there. Back out to Odell. Down to 11 on the shot clock. Odell is going to be fouled as he made the drive to the basket. Good strong move down the left side of the lane. And we'll get a foul on number 14. That is Landon Lewis. His first. First on the team. Both teams have one foul. Michael's got called for a trip early here in this first quarter. Braxton Snead with the basketball. Braxton off to Matheny. Matheny puts it up. Couldn't get it to go. And Ladarius Brown pulls down the rebound, and he'll push the ball up the floor. He'll give it out to Carter, and they set up the offense. Still 3-2. It's a low-scoring start here. We played half a quarter. Back out. Carter with it, top of the key, gives it to Brown. And Brown's going to try another three-pointer, about the same spot he hit the other one. Lewis gets the rebound. Out to Marshall. Now to Carter. Carter with the basketball. He's guarded by Matheny. Gets the screen. Gives it in the corner to Marshall. Underneath to Lewis. Lewis picks up his dribble. Out to Brown. Brown backs it back out. Again, good defense by the Bears. Down to 18 on the shot clock. The shot is up and in by Landon Lewis. Good tough shot there by Lewis. His first two. And it's 5-2 now. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. He's looking inside. Three-pointer on the way is good. That is Garrett Odell knocking down the three and tying the ball game at 5. Bears back on defense. Marshall will give the ball to Carter. Gets it right back on the right wing. They're looking inside. They swing it around now to Brown. Brown drives baseline. He's going to put it up, and it's going to be a foul called as he ducks under the defense trying to get free. And he'll go to the free throw line here to shoot a couple. We'll see that foul was on. Number 22, Caleb Michaels, his second. So the Bears big man in a little foul trouble here early. We're a little over halfway through the first quarter. Brown's first free throw is no good. Checking in is Colton Boddy. Coming out is Matheny. Coach Cooper hadn't made a move yet with Caleb Michaels picking up his second. Second free throw by Brown is on the way, and it is good. 1 out of 2 at the line makes it a 1-point. Indian lead. Garrett Odell, who just knocked down a big three, pulls it into the front court. Gets it to Sneed. Sneed back over to Odell. Odell trying to go baseline, puts up the tough shot on the baseline. It's good. Garrett now with 5, and the Bears with their first lead at 7-6. Brown with it. Brown will bring it out to Carter. Again, Carter gives it back to Ladarius Brown. They swing it around. Brown gets it back. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Bounces inside to Lewis. Lewis puts it up, puts it in. Good move by Landon Lewis. His fourth point of the ball game. Back to a 1-point Indian lead. Odell spins, trying to get free, lost it on the floor, picked up by Ladarius Brown. He quickly pushes the ball up the floor. Good defense there, but the Bears cutting off the drive. They'll have to set up the offense now. Brown, his pass is almost stolen by Rogers. Blake had a hand on it, but he couldn't save it back in on the baseline, on the sideline. So Marshall inbound for the Indians. He'll bring it in to Ken Carter, 22 seconds on the shot clock. Carter wide open, going to take the three, misses it. Long rebound, chased down by Garrett Odell. He'll hold up now and set up the offense for the Mammoth Spring Bears. It's a 1-point Indian lead, 8-7. Odell gives it to Sneed. Sneed looking inside to Rogers. Rogers wide open for three. It's good. Blake Rogers. The second three for the Bears, and they lead it by 2 now, 10-8. Ken Carter across half court. On the dribble, gives it to Marshall on the left wing. Marshall back out to Carter, top of the key. Carter will dribble right, gives it into the corner to Ladarius Brown. Brown back out to Marshall. Passing the ball around the outside, trying to figure out this zone defense. From the Mammoth Spring Bears, shot up and in. Tough shot by Landon Lewis. He's got 6 first quarter points. Ties the game at 10. Bears with the basketball. Garrett Odell. On the dribble outside, guarded by Carter. Gives it off to Colton Boddy. Colton picks up his dribble. He needs help. His pass is right to Carter. Carter going to the basket. He's going to put it up and in. Ken Carter on the steal and the bucket gives the Indians a 2-point lead. With the basketball, Garrett Odell, he's guarded by Carter. Picks it up, brings it around to Sneed. Sneed drives in, and he's going to be called for the charge. Took it too far into traffic. Good defense there by the Indians. They draw the charge. 12-10. Mark Tree with a 2-point lead. 46 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Good start for the Bears here against the number one team in the state. Mark Tree, India. Ken Carter gives it off to Brown. Ladarius Brown looking inside. Back out to Carter. Back to Brown. He's got Boddy on him. Back out to Carter. Colton Boddy guarding Brown. The Indians patient here. They're going to run this clock down here. There's 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Six now. Carter drives in, passes into the corner. Marshall for three. That's on the way, no good. And Kayla Michaels pulls down the rebound. 7 seconds left to play here in this quarter. Driving all the way to the basket is Garrett O'Dell. He's going to draw a foul. They're going to say it was on the floor with 2.9 seconds to play. 12-10, Mark Tree with a two-point lead, 2.9 seconds, Mammoth Spring basketball. Looking to come in, still looking, trying to work it in here, and timeout called by Garrett O'Dell. He couldn't find anybody open. So quick timeout, 30-second timeout called by the Mammoth Spring Bears with 2.9 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Bears trying to get a shot here to tie this one up at the end of one quarter. Again, if you weren't with us earlier, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears won the district tournament championship, defeating the Mark Tree Lady Indians in their game, 57-33. Again, good crowd on hand here, making the long trip here down to Paragould to cheer on their team. Bears will head back out on the floor, same five that left the floor. They'll inbound the basketball here with 2.9 seconds. Plenty of time to get a shot off. Going to make a good pass inbound. Inbound pass to Michaels, and it's going to go out of bounds, touch last by the Indians. They're trying to get it to Caleb right underneath the basket. And now Dalton Boddy going to inbound the basketball as they switch it with 2 seconds left. And they'll bring Garrett O'Dell out. Going to get him the basketball in the corner. He's going to fire a three-pointer. No good. That's the end of the first quarter. Your score, 12-10, Mark Tree. Leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Your second quarter on the way in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mowa, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your next car, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains is your goal. Taylor's an Ozarks native. He knows that honesty and fairness means the world. Go by and see Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
We are back again at Crowley's Ridge High School. The Bears will have the ball as we start the second quarter. They trail the Mark Tree Indians by 2, 12-10. 8 minutes on the clock. We're ready to go. And Matheny will bring it across half court on the dribble. Holds up, works it into Michaels. It's stolen by Lewis. Lewis to the basket's going to put it up and in. Lewis with 8 points. And it's a four-point Indian lead. Good defense there by the Mark Tree Indians. Garrett O'Dell with the basketball out front. He gets the screen from Curtis Michaels, who just checked in. Bears going a little bigger. They've got Michaels, both Michaels, Caleb and Curtis into the ballgame. Garrett O'Dell with a nice drive to the basket is going to draw a foul. We'll see. I think it's on Ladarius Brown. The way they post it, though. And they're saying it's on number five, Tim Carter. No, number one. There it is, Ladarius Brown. So the Bears... Garrett O'Dell will go to the free throw line. He's got 5 points in the game. First free throws on the night. First one is good. 6 points for Garrett as he sets for the second. Makes it a three-point ball game. See if he can cut it back to two here with his second free throw. The second one is up. It is on the way, and it is perfect. 7 points already for Garrett O'Dell here in the first half. It's a two-point Mammoth Spring, or two-point Mark Tree lead, 14-12. Carter gets the screen, gets to Marshall. Marshall, one dribble, back to Carter. Carter, over now to Brown. Brown, back to Carter. They play catch with it on the right side. Back to Brown, he's double-teamed, picks up his dribble. Carter has it. He thought about the three, didn't take it. They work it outside. Marshall, back to Carter. Now to Brown. Brown, fake, gives it to Carter. Carter drives in. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Curtis Michaels has just stepped in. He'll give it to Rogers, and Blake will bring the ball up across half court. Bears looking for here. Rogers looking for help. Gives it to Odell. Garrett on the dribble. He's going to pull up for the jumper. It's on the way, and it's good. Nice soft touch for Odell, who scored all four of the Bear points here in the second quarter. And we're tied at 14. With the basketball. Indians patient here on offense. They run their offense, working the ball around the outside. They'll bring it across now to Brown. Brown drove in, hit Matheny. Matheny went down. The shot's no good. Rebound by Caleb Michaels off to Garrett Odell. Garrett will slow it down and set up the offense for Mammoth Springs. Odell's going to fire for three. It's in and out, no good. Caleb Michaels with the basketball, passes it out to Rogers. Back to Odell. Good offensive rebound there by Caleb. Back to Odell. Odell to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Nice move. Odell now with 6 points in the quarter. He's got 11 already in the ballgame. 11 of the Bears 16. They lead it by two. 16-14. Marshall with it on the wing. Back out to Carter. Carter looking inside. He's going to get it to Lewis. Lewis turns. Kicks it out to Brown. He'll fire for three, and that's good. Ladarius Brown. He did that a lot last night. Knocks down the three and puts the Indians back up by one, 17-16. Garrett Odell with the basketball. Gives it to Matheny. Matheny lobs it underneath, trying to go to Michael, but it was too high. Out of his reach and out of bounds. So now the Indians will get the ball back. Big number 15 checks in. I mean big. Jonah Walker. He's got to be 6'5", 215 pounds, big boy. With a basketball, Carter swings it around. Brown's going to fire another three, and it's good. Yeah, you can't leave him open. That's his third three-pointer, and Coach Cooper wants a timeout. 20-16, four-point Marjorie Lee back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
We are back now at Crowley's Ridge Academy. Mammoth Spring Bears trailing the Marktree Indians by four now. 20-16 with 5:03 left to play first half. Inbound play for Matheny. He'll give it right back to Garrett Odell, and Garrett will bring it up the floor. Crosses half court, gives it to Matheny on the wing. He's looking inside, back outside to Rogers. Rogers around to Odell. Indians now in a man-to-man defense. Out to Rogers. Blake had the ball taken away by Marshall, and Marshall almost lost it, chases it down. Half inside now, stolen by the Bears, and Coach Cooper says slow it down. Don't want to get in the running game. That's what Marktree wants to do. They want to run up and down the floor. Bears want to run their offense here. Be patient, get a good shot. Garrett Odell for three. It's on the way, and it's good. Garrett feeling it right now. He has scored all nine of the Bears' points here in this second quarter. And it's 20-19. With a basketball, Carter going to back it out. Give it to Brown. He's hit a couple of threes here in the quarter. Round to Marshall on the left wing to Lewis down low. Inside to the big man Walker. Back out to Brown. Ladarius passes it to Walker to Marshall. His three-pointer on the way. It's good. Marshall. His first points of the ball game, and it's back to a four-point lead now, 23-19. Bears with the basketball, Garrett Odell. Garrett drives down the lane trying to put the shot up. Had it knocked away. He caught it in midair and put it back up and in. Right now, Garrett is feeling it. 11 points in the quarter, 16 here in the first half with 3:31 to play in the half. Ladarius Brown back out to Carter. Carter, jump stop out to Brown. He's going to fire for three. It's on the way. It's good. They are killing from behind the arc. That's the fourth three-pointer here in the quarter. Third for Brown. Garrett Odell with the basketball. Five-point lead now for the Indians. Garrett's going to fire for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Marshall. Marshall picks up the ball, going to give it to Carter. Bears down five now, biggest lead of the ball game for the Indians, 26-21. Brown with it. They get on him quickly. He's hit three three-pointers here in this quarter. Has four in the ball game. 13 points. Brown back out to Carter. Carter into Walker to Marshall. Good quick passes. Now Carter will drive the lane. Pass underneath all alone for Lewis. Lewis in double figures now with 10. And it's a 7-point Indian lead. Bears need to get some stops and need to keep things rolling offensively. I get the ball in the hands of Jared Odell, who has been on fire in this quarter. Odell, he gets it, puts it up, and he's going to draw a foul. Right now, they cannot stop him. He has scored 11 points in this quarter, all 11 the Mammoth Spring Bear points. And we'll see who the foul is on. It looks like they're going to call it on number five, Carter. That's his second. Jared Odell at the line. The first one is on the way. It's good. Odell, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line. He has 17 points here in the ball game. 17 of the 22. Odell sets for the second free throw. Couple of dribbles. The shot is on the way, and it's good. Nothing but net. Odell, 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Again, he scored 13 points in the quarter, has 18 in this first half with 2 minutes left to go in the half. Marshall has it. Works it inside to Lewis. Lewis's shot is up and in. Nice soft touch. Lewis now with 12. Bears will inbound, and they're trying to deny the ball now to Garrett Odell. They're safeguarding him all over the floor. With the basketball, Body is called for the travel. Body called for the travel. That's going to give it back to the Indians. 7-point lead. They have the basketball. Brown turn and hand it to his teammate, and they'll set up the offense. Pass into the middle. Walker, the big man, trying to go up with it. We've got a reach in foul. I think you're going to get Garrett reaching in, trying to take that ball away, trying to help out down low. For Odell, I believe, they haven't posted it yet, but I believe that's his first. Shot on the way by Walker is good. Jonah Walker, he'll set for the second. Walker with a couple of dribbles. Nice soft touch. That foul they called on Blake Rogers, not Odell. We got a rebound inside by Brown. This one he can't get to go, and Braxton Sneed pulls it down. Sneed's going to bring the ball up the floor, and he threw it away, trying to lead Odell. And led him way too much. So the Bears turn it back over. Trailing by 8, 31-23. Got to take care of the basketball against the team this good. Can't turn it over. Ladarius Brown brings it back out front. They'll swing it around in the corner to Marshall. Back to the front. Back to Marshall. Marshall underneath to Walker. Walker, nice pass into Lewis. Lewis, pretty easy too. And he has 14 now. Blake Rogers is going to bring the ball across half court. Gives it to Sneed. Sneed looking inside. Almost picked up his dribble. Swings it around. And give it out to Body. Body over to Sneed. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Braxton Sneed with a big three-pointer. They needed that. Give him a little offense here. That cuts the lead back to 7 at 33-26. 36 seconds left to play in this first half. With the basketball, Marshall looking inside. Around to Brown. Down to 18 on the shot clock. Marshall with it. They give it to Brown on the left wing. Back out front. Back to Marshall. Marshall looking inside. Gives it to Lewis at the high post. Back to Marshall. Back to Lewis. Lewis drives in off balance. Wow, shot goes in. Wow. He was falling down, just threw it at the basket and got it to go. Sneed up the floor. He's going to pull for a long three. That's no good. At the end of the second quarter, it's a 9-point lead for the Mark Tree Indians, 35-26 over the Mammoth Spring Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during the snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Welcome back again to the Falcons' Nest here at Crows Ridge Academy High School in Perryville, Arkansas. The 1A3 District Tournament Championship games tonight. And at the half, the Mammoth Spring Bears trail the number one ranked Mark Tree Indians 35-26. If we look at the scoring for these teams, for the Mark Tree Indians, they were led in the first half by Landon Lewis. Landon with 16 points. All of those about 2 or 3 feet away from the basket. He's got them all inside on layup and one wild shot. It's like 13 points for Ladarius Brown. He's hit 4 3-pointers. 3 points for Cameron Marshall. He hit 1 3-pointer. 2 points for Ken Carter. 1 point for Jonah Walker. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they were led in the first half by Garrett O'Dell. Garrett took over. He scored the first 11 points in that second quarter for the Bears. He's got 18 first half points. 3 points for Blake Rogers and 3 points for Braxton Sneed. 2 points for Caleb Michaels. Again, the Bears trail by 9, 35-26 here at the half. The winner of this game will advance into regional play. They'll play next Wednesday down at Westside Greer's Ferry. The loser will play on Thursday at Westside Greer's Ferry. And we know the loser of this game will play Concord, which was originally the number one seed of the other district but got upset in their district tournament. No real foul trouble for either team. Well, I say that Caleb Michaels does have two for the Mammoth Spring Bears. No real foul trouble for the Indians except for Ken Carter, who also has two first-half fouls. So both teams still in the locker room. They are talking things over with their coaches. We'll get ready for what we hope is an exciting second half of basketball. Want to say thank you again to our boosters for Bears basketball this season. They include Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Stateline Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Martin in Alton and Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring and Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer. Be sure and stay tuned after the game. We'll have our Arkansas Farm Bureau insurance, Seth Godwin, and your agent in Fulton County post-game report. We'll name the player of the game, and I'm sure they'll hand out the conference and district awards here after the game's over, and I'm sure there's going to be some Bears named to that all-conference team at the end of the night. These Bears have had a really good season. They are 26-7 right now, facing the number one team in the state. Mark Tree has defeated the Bears twice already this year. This is their third meeting. And who knows, they may meet again next week. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. 4:30 in the halftime break here before we get ready for our second half. Still a good crowd on hand to watch this game between the Bears and the Indians. Reminder, we've got a busy week of basketball next week. Regional play for Mammoth Spring boys and girls. District tournament action for the Thayer boys and girls and Alton boys and girls. And we'll be covering all those games for you here at our e-communication station. The Bears are back out. They're getting warmed up and ready to go. Still no sign of the Indians. We'll take another quick break. We'll be back with your second half here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Heads up, high school juniors. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative will send four teenagers on youth tour this June. The Electric Cooperative Youth Tour is an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. Winners will explore monuments
and museums. Did you say 2 minutes, Mike?
Visit with senators and representatives and meet students from across the country. Download the Youth Tour application at
naeci.com.
That's naeci.com.
Okay.
Be sure to apply by March 15th.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive
and get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back to Crowley's Ridge Academy High School, the Falcons' Nest here in Perryville, Arkansas. We are at halftime of the 1A3 District Tournament Championship game for the senior boys, Mammoth Spring, and the Mark Tree Indians. Mark Tree Indians ranked number one in the state. The Mammoth Spring Bears ranked number five in the state. And it's been a good game so far. Bears down by 9 right now. Both teams have had leads throughout the first half, and we expect an exciting second half of basketball between the Bears and the Indians. Indians have finally made their way back out of the locker room here at the half. They're on the far end of the floor from us now. Maybe the change in baskets will affect their shooting, because they were on fire that first half, hitting, looks like, 5 three-pointers, 4 of them from Ladarius Brown. For the Bears, they hit, looks like, 4 three-pointers themselves. Garrett O'Dell had 2 of them, Blake Rogers 1, and Braxton Steed 1. Coach Houston Cooper going over some final instructions here with his team as they get ready to start this second half of play. They'll run the final 30 seconds off the clock. It has been a fun tournament down here at Crowley's Ridge Academy. And, again, thank you to the staff here. They've been really nice to us. Got us all set up here. We've got a nice, comfy place to sit and watch a good ball game, good couple of ball games All right, we'll head the other way. It will be, it looks like, Mark Tree basketball to start the second half. Inbound to the ball will be Lewis. He'll bring it in. And it looks like Brown is going to take the ball on the inbound pass. He stepped out to the point guard position, gives it to Carter. Back over to Brown. Ladarius back to Carter, who's now at the top of the key between the circles. Carter, a couple of dribbles, gives it on the wing, looking inside. They swing it around the outside. Carter has it. Carter inside. The shot up is blocked. Good defense there by Braxton Speed as he put the he blocked the shot by Malone. Jared Odell, who was big in that first half at 18 points, has the ball, and we're going to have a foul, a moving screen, and Coach Cooper can't believe it. Wasn't a whole lot of contact as Braxton slipped the screen and was headed to the basket, and they called the foul on him. For Braxton Speed, that's his second. So the Indians with the basketball, they'll go the other way. Down to 7:23 to play third quarter. Both teams with a couple of turnovers here. Inside to Malone, back out to Carter. In the corner to Marshall. Marshall back to Carter. Good quick passes here from the Indians. They work it underneath. Almost a turnover. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Malone. So it's Mammoth Spring basketball. A little pressure here. They are face guarding Garrett Odell. They've seen what he did in that first half. So they are face guarding him, trying to deny the basketball to him. Matheny will bring the ball up the floor. On the dribble, Matheny, the sophomore, crosses half court. Spins, picks up the dribble, gives it to Rogers on the wing. Rogers looking for the screen, picks his dribble up, now off to Sneed. Sneed underneath to Matheny. Matheny couldn't save it in. They had Matheny open, but he couldn't hang on to the basketball. Pass maybe just a little bit hard as they zipped that ball in there. Sneed did, trying to get it through the defense. Carter now with the basketball. We've had all turnovers so far. Eventually someone is going to get a shot up here in this last couple of minutes. Pass underneath. Got a kickball. Sneed knocks it out of bounds. It'll be the Indians basketball underneath their own basket. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Inbound play here. Carter will bring it in, looking to come in, and does to Lewis. Back out. Three-pointer on the way. Not the person you want to leave open. Brown, rebound by the Indians on the missed shot. Brown's got the ball, goes baseline. Pull-up jumper's no good. And the rebound, Braxton Sneed was knocked out of bounds and onto the floor. No call. They are letting him get physical underneath, but outside, they're calling him about every touch. With a basketball, Brown around to Marshall. Marshall looking inside. Finds Lewis. Lewis back out to Carter. He takes the three, drives in the lane, put up the shot, and he's going to draw a foul. And that's Braxton. That'll be his third. So Bears getting into some foul trouble. Let's see who they call it on. Instead of sending Ken Carter to the free throw line, looks like they're going to call that one on Aiden Matheny, his first. That's good for the Bears. Braxton didn't get that one. He was there too. Carter's free throw is on the way, and it's good. Ken Carter, only 3 points in the ball game. But he has been big to run this offense here for the Indians. It's a 10-point lead now, 36-26. Second free throw is on the way, and it's good. Making an 11-point lead, matching the biggest lead of the ball game. Braxton Sneed gives it to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble, off to Rogers. Rogers trying to get free, gets the screen, picks up his dribble, needs help now. Still needs help. Got to find somebody. Brings it outside to Matheny. Matheny off to Michaels. Michaels lost the ball on the floor. Diving after it. The Indians pick it up. Ladarius Brown to the basket. Dribbling behind his back. He'll bring it back out. Set up the offense. Good decision there by the guard for the Indians. Carter will give it to Marshall on the wing. In the corner to Brown. Brown back out to Carter. Inside to Lewis. Lewis back out. Carter with it. He thought about the three. Good quick passes. Brown drives baseline, decides not to go any further, brings it back out. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Brown has it in the corner. He's going to fire for three. That's no good. And Caleb Michaels pulls down the rebound and then almost lost it. They'll get it to Garrett Odell. Garrett finally gets the ball in his hand. They have been face guarding him all over the floor, trying to deny him the basketball. They've done a good job of it. Out to Sneed. Sneed over to Odell. Jarrett on the drive, goes to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. He hasn't cooled off. He's got 20 now. And the lead's back to 9, 37-28. Coach Cooper wanted that and one on that one. Didn't get the call. Carter to Marshall. Marshall down in the corner to Brown. The Indians have looked good tonight. A lot better than they looked last night. They struggled last night with their shots. They're not struggling with it tonight, but they're knocking down a lot of outside shots. Marshall with it. He'll back it back out. Marshall on the dribble off to Carter. Carter traveling. Little hesitation there as he took off. Got called for the travel, and the Bears will get it back. Trying to cut into this 9-point lead. Curtis Michael's going to check in. Aiden Matheny out. So the Bears have picked up a little more size here. Garrett Odell will inbound the ball to Sneed. And Sneed, the big junior, will cross half court on the dribble. With the basketball, gives it to Rogers. Rogers gets the screen. Had it knocked away. Touch last by Lewis. Good hands by Landon Lewis. Bears will inbound on the sideline. Someone's got to come throw it in. Braxton Sneed will be the one. He takes the ball from the referee, looking to come in, still looking. Going to bring it in to Odell. Garrett back out to Sneed. They swing it around to Rogers. Rogers on the dribble, works it inside to Michael. He'll put it up and off the glass for two. Good play there. Caleb used the rim to protect the ball. Went to the other side, gets the two, and it's a 7-point ball game, 37-30. Bears trying to fight their way back. Almost a steal by Rogers. Three-pointer by Lewis. Most of his points have all come inside, or all of them did come inside in the first quarter, first half. That's the first outside shot he's took. Maybe he should stick to the layups. Bears will have the basketball down by 7, 37-30. Braxton Sneed is going to bring the ball up the floor. Braxton on the dribble, crosses the Falcon at half court, gives it to Odell. Odell couldn't get to it as it was deflected. Good defense there by Ken Carter. Bears will inbound again. Sneed looking to come in. He's going to bring it in to Michaels and then get it right back. He'll set up the offense, gives it to Rogers. Rogers gets the screen from Michaels. Out to Curtis Michaels, now to Sneed. Sneed looking inside. Gives it off to Caleb Michaels. Caleb back to Curtis. Bears down to 11 seconds on the shot clock. Good defense. They've got to move the ball. Can't stand and hold it here. Inside, they pass it in to Curtis Michaels. They're running out of time. From his backside, he threw it up at the basket. He had to. It was 1 second on the shot clock. He didn't have any choice. He tried to throw it at the rim but missed it. And the ball goes back to the Indians. Good defense that time. They forced the Bears into a tough shot, really tough shot. Indians with the basketball. They're looking inside. That is Brown. Brown open on the wing, stops, comes back out to Carter. Down to 15 seconds on the shot clock. They are using all the shot clock each time. Walker out to Marshall. Marshall's going to fire for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound long to Carter. The point guard got the rebound. He'll go to the basket, put it up, and put it in. Carter has got all four of their points here in the quarter. 9-point ball game. All the way to the basket, putting it up is going to be Garrett Odell, and he's going to draw a foul. I don't know how Garrett got between the defenders. He tucked that ball in like a running back under his arm, went to the basket, put the shot up, and drew the foul. And Garrett Odell will go to the free throw line. Garrett with 20 points already, 2 points here in the third quarter. Been a low-scoring third quarter, 4-4. Shot on the way, it's off the rim. That's his first missed free throw. He was 4 out of 4, now he's 4 out of 5. He'll set for the second. Second free throw. That foul, by the way, on Carter was his third. Odell makes the second. So big foul there for the Indians. Carter goes to the bench. With the basketball, Brown out front, Kadarius Brown. Swings it to the wing on the other side of the petition from him here. With the basketball, Indians back it back out. Bears are back in the zone here. Brown with it. Swings it to the right wing. Back to Brown. It's stolen. by Curtis Michaels, but he couldn't save it inbounds. And it, with 9 seconds left on the shot clock, the Indians will inbound. And now they're going to say reset the shot clock to 35. They must have said Curtis had possession. And Coach Cooper, he's saying, what? Curtis slapped the ball and was trying to catch it before he got out of bounds, but they said he had possession. Brown got the rebound of his missed shot, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. That is now 15 for Curtis, or for, excuse me, Ladarius Brown. Sneed with it. Sneed setting up the offense. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers is going to be called for the travel. Tried to force it in through traffic. Turnover on the Bears. It's a 10-point Indian lead. They'll have the basketball. And Coach Cooper still asking questions about that reset of the shot clock. He didn't understand that. With the basketball, Indians. That is Quincy Wilkins to just check in, and we've got a foul called on number 23, Curtis Michaels. Curtis called for the foul, his first. 35 again on the shot clock. It's a reset. Almost a steal. And the Bears are pointing their way, and the referee agrees with them. Bears with a good defensive play. They'll get the ball back. Inbound here, and they'll bring it the length of the floor. Braxton Snead with the basketball. Crosses half court on the dribble. Snead gets the screen. Picks up the dribble. His pass inside, almost stolen by Brown. Ladarius, so quick, got into the passing lane, but he couldn't save it on the end line. So it's still Mammoth Spring basketball. 26 on the shot clock. Garrett O'Dell will inbound the basketball, looking to come in. He's going to bring it in to Snead. Braxton looking inside. Gives it to Curtis Michaels. Curtis lobs it in to Caleb, who puts it up off the glass for two. Good pass from Curtis Michaels to Caleb Michaels. It's an 8-point Indian lead now, and they'll have the ball. No shot clock. It's turned off down to the final 25 seconds. Darius Brown out front to Wilkins, and he'll back it back out. Bears back in that zone. No hurry here. They're content to let the Indians take the final shot of the quarter. Looks like. Down to 12 seconds. Now they're going to run their offense. Marshall has it. He'll get it back out front over to Brown. He's going to take a long three-pointer, and I mean really long. Ball on the floor. Shot on the way. High arching three is good. Wow. At the buzzer. That hurt. The Bears give up the three. 44-33 at the end of three quarters. The Mark III Indians lead it. Back to your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Well, the Mammoth Spring Bears will have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Garrett O'Dell will bring it in to Curtis Michaels. He'll hand it back to O'Dell. Garrett backs it back out, gives it to Rogers. He's going to fire for three. It's good. Blake Rogers with a big three-pointer here to start the fourth. Makes up for that three they give up right at the end of the third. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. Another three-pointer on the way is no good. Rebound fought for. It's going to be saved inbounds by Rogers as Snead slaps it over to the side, and Rogers picked it up. Braxton will give it to Curtis Michaels. Out to O'Dell. He's going to fire for three, and it's good. And he was 6 foot behind the three-point line. Bears back to within five. trying to fight their way back in this one. Marshall has it on the wing. He'll come back out to Wilkins. They swing it around. Brown backs it back out. His pass back out front. Down to 18 on the shot clock. Over to Marshall. Marshall inside to Lewis. Lewis lobs it inside to Walker. He'll put it up and in. And big man powers it up and in. His first two of this second half. In fact, his first field goal. Garrett Odell had the ball stolen. Good defense that time by Marshall. Cameron Marshall with quick hands slapped it away, saved the layup from Garrett Odell. 7-point lead, 46-39. Indians with the basketball. Brown has it. Gives it outside. They'll come around to Marshall on the right wing, and they are really patient on offense. They get no hurry. Walker back out front to Marshall, around to Brown. Brown inside to Lewis. Lewis turns, pass into the middle. Shot up is blocked by Curtis Michaels, taken out of the air by Garrett Odell. Good defense by Curtis. Tough play inside. He's playing the big man, Walker. Garrett Odell almost lost it. They swing it around to Snead. Snead drives in, looking for help, still looking. He'll give it in the corner to Rogers. Rogers goes baseline, and he is leveled, charged, foul by Marshall. He hops back up. Marshall, good sportsmanship, goes over and helps him up off the floor after he knocks him down. And Blake Rogers will go to the free throw line. Blake had just hit that three, and when he started to shoot that, they ran at him. He went around the defense and drew the foul on the layup, trying to cut into this 7-point lead. 46-39, 5:55 left to play in the ball game. Shot is on the way. It's good. Rogers knocks it down. His first free throw of the night. He has 7 points now. Walker coming out as Carter checks back in. And also checking in is number 11. That is Josh Reed. Second shot on the way is good for Rogers. 5-point ball game again, 46-41. Bears need a stop. 5:53 left to play. Carter with the basketball. He's going to give it to Brown, and Brown and Carter are going to have the ball in their hands a lot here in the final minutes of this fourth quarter. You can bet on that. Into Lewis high post, out to Brown. Brown takes the drive, gives it back to Carter. Right back to Brown. He thought about the three, didn't take it. Snead right there on it. Back out. Brown has it. Brown and Carter just playing catch with it on the right side. Now they go left side. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Team rebound. Bears act like they were going after it. Then they stopped and let it go out of bounds. They knew. The Indians had shot it and missed it. Garrett Odell heads back the other way. 5-point lead, 46-41. Mark Street with the lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Out to Rogers. He's going to fire for three. In and out, no good. Caleb Michaels back up and in. Big rebound for the big guy inside. He's got eight, and the Bears are back to within three, 46-43. Indians, they're not going to panic. An experienced team. They've been here before. They're going to try to see if they can get some points on this end. Bears got to step up defensively. Brown, a long three-pointer's good. For Brown, that is his fifth three-pointer, first in the second half, and that was a big one. Pushes the lead back out to six. Rogers with it. Blake stops behind the three-point line, gives it to Michaels, back over to Rogers, and Rogers trying to save it in. Curtis Michaels hustling for the basketball. Players down. Now they'll all get back up and go the other way. Good effort by Curtis, but he couldn't save it as it's picked up by the Indians. Carter out front, and again, here they go. That slow, patient offense. He'll work the ball around the outside. No hurry here until they get a good shot. Into the corner. They work it inside to Lewis. Back out to Carter, to Marshall. Over to Brown. Brown, guarded by Curtis Michaels. Into the corner. They go underneath. Passing it back out. Lewis has it. Lewis underneath. Shot up and in. Number 11, Reed. His first two of the ball game. And Coach Cooper wants a timeout. Back out to an 8-point lead. 51-43. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why Game Day and Every Day make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back here to the Falcons' desk at Crowley's Ridge Academy. The Mammoth Spring Bears trying to hang around here. They trail by 8, 51-43 in the championship game of the 1A3 district tournament against the number one ranked team in the state. The Bears have proved throughout the year they can play with anybody. They play some really good basketball teams and have a good record, impressive record at 26-7 on the season. It will be Bears basketball. Still talking to Coach Cooper here on the sideline. Horn sounds. Players back out on the floor, and the referee waiting on one of the Bears to come back and help. Somebody's got to come back and help bring it in. And now all the blue shirts are running back the other way. They'll inbound to Curtis Michaels. Curtis with the basketball. He's going to cross half court. Picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Rogers. Rogers looking for the screen. Blake picks up his dribble off the Snead. Off now to Curtis Michaels. Curtis on the drive gives it to Caleb Michaels, and he threw it away right into the hands of Ladarius Brown. Brown to the basket, and that's going to be another foul on Braxton Snead. Braxton's third is going to send Ladarius Brown to the free throw line, down to 3:21 to play in the ball game. Bears with a costly turnover there. They had a chance to get it back to down to six or so. Luckily, Brown missed the free throw. So the lead still stays at 8. Ladarius will set for the second free throw. For Braxton, that was his third foul. Brown, as good as he shot the ball from the outside, missed two free throws there. Number two had just checked in. That's Terry Hodges, Jr., got the offensive rebound. Bears can't give up offensive rebounds on free throws when you're only down 8 with 3 minutes left in a championship game. Marshall with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Carter to Brown. Back to Carter. Carter holds on to it, gives it to Marshall. He's guarded by Snead. Back over to Ken Carter, down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. They'll give it to Ladarius Brown. Back to Carter. Carter's going to fire for three. That's on the way. And again, an offensive rebound. Garrett Odell got ran over. And now they're going to be content to wind this clock down some more. Down to 26 seconds left here in the shot clock. 2:32 in the game clock. Carter has it out front. 18 on the shot clock. Again, they are in no hurry to shoot the basketball. They lead by 8. Carter off to Marshall. Marshall looking inside. Back out to Carter. Down to 6 seconds. They'll bring it around to Brown. Brown to the basket. Puts it up. He's going to draw a foul. I think you're going to get Caleb Michaels trying to block that shot. Called for the foul. And that's going to send Ladarius Brown back to the free throw line where he is just 1 out of 4. Bears got a box out. That's what Coach Cooper's yelling right now. Got a box out. He misses the first. Might be the way for the Bears to get back in it, the way they're shooting free throws right now. Put them at the line. Second shot is on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Caleb Michaels. Caleb will give it to Rogers. Rogers will bring it up the floor. Blake on the dribble, crosses half court. He's going to walk into a wide open three. It's good. Not the person you want to leave open from three. He's hit three of them. The Bears are back to within 5. A minute 56, down to 28 seconds on the shot clock. Again, I mean, they are in no hurry here, running as much clock as they can. Carter with it. Carter gives it to Walker. Back to Carter. Bears trying to press them a little bit, make them speed up. Carter's going to fire the jumper. That's no good. Fires the rebound, and Marshall gets it. That's big because now they can run some more time off the clock, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Ladarius Brown backs it back out. He's in no hurry, and Steve's going to be called for his fourth. Not a good foul. Braxton called for the foul. That's the third foul on the team. Still not over the limit. Bears need a couple more fouls to make them shoot free throws. Garrett Odell guarding the ball outside. gives it to Marshall. Marshall back to back out. Bears has got to do something here defensively. Down to 22 on the shot clock. Brown with the basketball. He's going to fire for three, and that's a big one. That's a killer. Ladarius Brown has missed four free throws, knocked down a three, and the Bears have the basketball back, trailing now by eight. Odell fires up the jumper. He's going to be fouled as he went to the basket, and that'll help get maybe some points at the free throw line with the clock stop. Garrett had 18 first-half points. He's got six here in the second. Looking for a couple more at the free throw line. He is five out of six at the line on the night. And we got a timeout called by the Mammoth Spring Bears. 54-46. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
Again, welcome back. We are at Crowley's Ridge Academy in Paragould, Arkansas for the 1A3 District Tournament Championship. Good ball game. It is a 8-point Mark Tree lead, 54-46. Bears Garrett Odell is at the free throw line to shoot two, trying to cut into this 8-point lead. Right now, the Indians are still in the timeout and gathered around their coach on the opposite side of the floor. Garrett standing at the line. He's ready to shoot. 52.8 seconds left. Bears are running out of time. They got to make something happen. They've got three team fouls, so they need two more to put them at the line. And the Indians have not shot the ball well at the free throw line. Garrett Odell's free throw is on the way, and it is good. Wow. Soft touch. That hit the front of the rim, bounced up, hit the back of the rim, then the backboard, and then dropped through. But it counts. Doesn't matter what it looks like. 7-point lead now for the Indians. Garrett's second shot. It's up, it's on the way, and it's perfect. That one, no doubt about it, hits the center of the net. Inbound play here for the Indians. They're going to bring it over to Carter. Bears probably need to commit a foul here pretty quick. 46 seconds left to play. And they're going to get a layup. Walker, Jonah Walker went up strong with it. And now a steal, Carter to the basket, and that's going to about do it. 34 seconds, just back out to a 10-point lead. Bears, though, not giving up. Another steal. The Indians have set them up here in this final minute. The Bears are turning it over, and the Indians are taking advantage. Indian fans are on their feet. They're applauding their team. Carter with the basketball. Down to 15 seconds. And the Bears are just going to let them run out the clock. This one's over. It's going to be 58-48. The Mark III Indians are the 1A3 district champions, as they defeat the Mammoth Spring Bears by 10. We'll take a break.